Well, what is going on? This is Derek here, and I have been wanting to do this for some time, and that is to go back to the basics. I have been gruesomely inconsistent with this podcast, and shame on me. Because being a podcast producer, I should obviously be walking the walk. And anyone that's been hanging on throughout, and I think there's like five of you, so thank you, has heard me come on here and come up with a new idea, which we're going to get into. But back to the basics. When I first started this podcast, I kept it very simple, very organic. It was even audio only. No music, no big scripted intro. And that was honestly when I actually got some feedback and engagement with the podcast. After the first dozen or so episodes, I thought it'd be cool to add music and script an intro and outro, but read them in real time. So they were different every episode, but still scripted. And I did that because it's fun. I like thinking of being on radio, and made me feel like a broadcaster. But I feel like it kind of turned some people off, maybe. Because there's still a lot of purists out there that like their podcasts to be plain Jane, organic. They find that to be more engaging. And that's what I'm going to start doing. Keeping it simple. And over time, I would stop doing it. And purely just because of, I could make excuses, but being a little lazy on it. But also, it's weird how I make a living producing podcasts for businesses, training them and coaching them on how to utilize podcasting to enhance their brand, build a stronger connection with their audience within their industry, how to repurpose, create clips, how to utilize these assets for Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. And for some reason, it's so easy to do that for others, but not for myself. So there's a level of walking the walk and talking the talk, and also a level of prioritizing. This is for my business. And it was easy to just push this to the side. Maybe I couldn't think of what I wanted to talk about. So on and so forth. And it would be very inconsistent. And then it was dry for a very long time. The most recent rebrand, if you will, which also died, was an idea I had that on paper should work. I went to more of a traditional podcast where I wanted to start bringing in guests, and with the angle of coaching them on their podcast idea or dream. I found these people in BNI, which is Business Network International. And as I got to know these people in this business networking referral partnership building program, I made a lot of friends and a lot of people that kind of showed interest in podcasting. So I thought it'd be neat to bring them on the show, give them an opportunity to promote their business, which would have nothing to do with podcasting. So that's you know, problem number one. And then segue and shift the episode into now me asking them questions on their podcast idea, which would then put me in the expertise seat and give me genuine content to then repurpose and just have content in general that is showing my, like I just said, expertise in the podcast space. Because let's be honest, if you're going to use podcasting as a way to increase your brand, increase that connection with your audience, show your expertise, then obviously your podcast is supposed to be in line with your industry. So I'm a podcast producer, so it's a podcast about podcasting. And some of them worked okay, but what I found was it was too much information on their business, which I don't want to be selfish, but when I have someone on the show talking about being a chiropractor and that conversation ends up going a little long, well, who wants to listen through that for the first 10 minutes when they're coming to this podcast to hear and listen and learn about podcasting? So that was problem number one. Number two was the coaching aspect kind of came repetitive. It just came across dull. And a lot of work. Booking guests for a weekly podcast is tough. It's hard. Especially when you host multiple podcasts like I do. One being the Real Hernando, the Rhythm Section podcast, Cafe and Commerce, Cannonballing Life with Derek and Coach. I hope at some point I'll talk about these podcasts in more episodes. But there it is again. An idea just fell flat. Lost inspiration on it because I didn't like how it was going. And it also put the messaging of the podcast in a direction that I always said I didn't really care for. And that is something that pushes, you know, learn how to do this, learn how to increase your brand awareness, visibility, credibility, profitability. Because I'm not really an educator in that way. To revisit back to the basics, what made this podcast in the beginning fun for me, but also very engaging for an audience, was it was just me on a microphone talking about my week, my day, maybe be a little vulnerable, which I am absolutely going to be, because we'll be talking about myself as a producer and some of the ups and downs with that and the mistakes you make, but also being a small business owner and owning a studio. A lot of that comes with some stress and depression. And so that's going to tie in with this as well. So what I'm going to do is, or what I have done, is bought a journal. And it's blue, which is funny because it matches my brand colors. But it's called The Producer's Journal. And the new tagline is A Podcast Producer's Journey. And I'm literally going to be taking notes in my journal as I go each day, which is good for me anyway. I should be doing it for my personal life as well. But I bought a journal that's going to be right on my desk, right in front of my face, so I can just kind of note down wins, losses, mistakes, what have you, whatever I feel like is worthy of the journal, and then come on the show and discuss that. I hope to do multiple a week. I can't promise you it's going to be every Tuesday. Set realistic expectations. It might be more than one in a week, and it might be 2 weeks before the next one, which is another no-no something I would not preach to a or coach a client on, but this is a different animal. This is a journal. And now I'm going to go back to those basics again. Keep it raw. I'm leaving all of the ums and ahs and keeping this as dry as possible. Because to go back to what I was saying earlier, that was when the podcast was the most, air quote, successful. It never blew up by any means. But I actually would get messages. Hey, love the podcast. Love how raw it is. And then what did I do? I sterilized it. So with that, thank you for sticking with me if you are still here. And I'm going to start by talking about some things that have been going on in the studio. It's going to be hard to catch everybody up on where I've been. And then start with today, sort of a win that I have today that has been written in my journal. Also, I put together a little bullet list of the topics I wanted to discuss in this episode. So at the very least, if I can stick with this, I have a nice journal that I can look back on. Something I should have done since the day I ever started this whole craziness in 2018, being in the podcast industry. But that would have been nice. Would have been nice to start it when I signed the lease for the studio and had just kept this organic format, because the story is crazy. There's been so many ups, high ups, but really lows, being a new brick and mortar business owner, and trying to gain traction on a local level in an area of North Mississippi that still needs a lot of education on what podcasting is. But it's also a good thing because I have very few competitors. I'm a unicorn, which is great. But there's no bad time to start. You can start today at whatever it is that you want to do. So that's what I'm going to do. But to give some updates on what I've been up to here, and to those that aren't aware of what I do, there might be a new listener here that's never listened to the previous episodes of this podcast, so I'm going to reintroduce myself, talk a little bit about my business, my studio, and then start fresh with current. So my name is Derek Michaud. I own a business called Shelby Row Productions, LLC. If you go to Facebook at Shelby Row Productions, you will see that the page is actually named SRP Studios Audio and Video Podcast Production as the tag. I have a website, srpstudiosllc.com, and a team of editors that help me move along the editing for clients and some of the stuff that I executive produce and host locally. We offer full editing, both audio and video, multi-camera editing, and launch development. So I can get a client that merely just has an idea and no idea what to do. Coach them from that point all the way up and through launching and publishing their brand new podcast, helping them with their messaging, their niche, target audience, more of the technical stuff, if they need help with microphones or platforms to use on a virtual podcast like Zoom, Zencastr, Riverside, what have you. Or now I have a local facility where I coach them sitting across the table from them as they want to record their intro and outro voiceover, which I coach them on how to best write that, their trailer, or then just engineer their interview sessions. And in a nutshell, that's what we offer. Early on, we used to offer graphic designing, copywriting, social media management. And what I found over time was it was too broad. And I very much narrowed down my service offerings. We do not do graphic designing anymore. We do very limited social media management. I do a couple. I do this for a couple of clients. But my social media management is not trying to market their business. It's to promote the podcast by using repurposing clips and just managing the scheduling and posting. But I do it all myself. I don't have a staff on my team for that on purpose, because that's really not what we're built for. But we can do it. I can do it if it's a client that I really, really engage with. The two examples I have is Motivate with Coach Camp podcast and Hempville CBD podcast, both local. So anyways, that's what we do. The studio. This June of 2024 will be 2 years since I signed the lease. It wasn't officially launched until February of 2023. I am a member of my local Chamber of Commerce, so I had a big ribbon cutting. So in terms of a launched, open for business studio, a little over a year. And boy, has it been a journey, a podcast producer's journey for sure. A whole different way to market. That's why I joined BNI. Again, that's Business Networking International, where on a weekly basis, you meet with your chapter members of all different businesses. And each week you get an opportunity to stand up and talk about your business for like 60 seconds, give a quick pitch, what you're looking for, who's a good referral partner. And it's great because you build relationships within the business community, which then really, it spreads like fire. And you just meet more and more people, and it's absolutely helped bring in business. Quite honestly, it saved my business. I built my business on Upwork.com. I got my first client through Upwork.com, January of 2018. And for the next 3 years, 18, 19, and through 2020, Upwork was very good for me. That's really where I built my business. Whether directly from Upwork or a client that came via Upwork would refer me to someone else. And I feel like I jumped in a time where podcasting as a whole was still wild, wild west. It wasn't brand new by any stretch, but there was definitely a higher need out there as far as what I noticed compared to now on Upwork. And people came to me for full production. They wanted all the goodies and didn't want to handle any of it. At the time, I was just an audio editor. So when I started my LLC in 2019, I hired a graphic designer, a copywriter, and offered the full package so we could design their cover art, of course, handle all of their editing and show notes. Well, over time, with AI, show note writers really aren't needed anymore. I found there were less people that wanted us to design their cover art. And then I lost my designer. So then I just stopped offering that. And this is when I started niching down, as I explained earlier, into what we actually offer. But to get back to the studio. So oddly, what happened was, like I said, I signed the lease in the summer of 22. Business was great. I could tell Upwork was dying. It was getting, and it still is to this day, a little more spammy. There's entrepreneurs on there that are the race to the bottom, as they say. People out there that are willing to do it for $10 an hour. So I think that's hurting me. But podcasting over the last 6 years has become way more prevalent. There's so many apps out there that help people that don't know anything about podcasting that will do the editing for them, like Descript, AI technology that can cut clips for you. So combined with Upwork just failing me in a way, it slowed down, business slowed down, but I still had some great clients that were pillars, cash cows, if you will. Well, as things go sometimes, I signed this lease and 3 months later, I lost 75% of my business roughly due to economy, I guess you could say. If a business is using podcasting as another branch for their marketing and they have to make budget cuts, typically that's the first to go. Podcasting is out the window. And that's what happened to me. Everything was on good terms, but it was a money thing. And boy, oh boy, so did let's just say the stress really elevated. But it taught me a lot. 2 years later, still here. and have gained local traction, as I mentioned earlier. And, you know, it's just something that you keep fighting for. And this is a message to any small business owner. I'd love to sit here and tell you that I have never wanted to give up. I would love to tell you that I've been confident this whole time and really believed in myself this whole time and never, ever experienced imposter syndrome once. No. I'm human. So is every other small business owner. If you are listening to me and you are a small business owner, I know you can relate. Because when things go haywire, you feel like you're alone and no one else is going through what you're going through because you're putting so much risk in your life. I'm a single father with full custody, so of a 15-year-old daughter, and we are a one-income household. And that one income, SRP Studios. So it's been trying. But you keep fighting the fight. And eventually you realize, oh, I'm still here. Okay, it's not like it was. It's not gangbusters like it was. But I'm still here. And that's a good thing. So as I mentioned, this is a journal. So this is when you get vulnerable and personal. Let's look at the positives here. So the studio has changed a lot in the last 2 years. If I'm to have any confidence in what I do, aside from producing a good podcast from somebody, is working hard at making the studio better and better and better through the process and upgrading and updating. Because the more you use it, whether I'm producing something for myself or a client, you're constantly seeing something that could be better. Room for improvement. And I tackle those. Sometimes it costs money that I don't have, but you're building a business. So over time, it's really changed a lot. Come up with some great ideas on how to best utilize my space. I got two rooms. And just recently did a major project where in one of my rooms, it's a three-camera studio. So you can have a camera on the host. If you get a co-host, you get a camera for your co-host, and then we have a third camera for the guest, or it could be host and two guests, where my other options are just two-camera operations. But back to the big studio, lighting was an issue because of space and tripods. Three cameras, tripods, takes up a lot of space. So I finally mounted some better big, what I call balloon lights with diffusers, mounted them out of the wall so they can hang above the participants rather than coming at from the side, and then mounted the cameras into the wall. That's six tripods, gonzo. There's nothing that's going to eat up space more in a studio than tripods. I still have this problem in my other room, but that will be rectified now that I've experienced and gone through the learning experience that is to mount stuff in the wall and having them in the right places. I may have ripped out a mount out of the wall by mistake. But that's where I am currently. I have three recording situations or stations, if you will, and then here at my desk where I'm talking right now. So if someone wants to use my studio to conduct an interview over Zoom or any other platform virtually, they have a space for that as well. And I'll just bring my laptop and go in my other room and work there while the client's recording. That's just a broad overview of what's kind of been going on. I hope to keep this up to speed so then we're going on the journey together in real time. It is a podcast producer's journey, make no mistake. So let's go to today and then we'll wrap this up. So I had a BNI meeting this morning on my chapter. It's every Tuesday. And we had a visitor from a different chapter. I'm in Hernando, Mississippi, and there's a chapter in Olive Branch, Mississippi, which is the same county, maybe 20 minutes from here. And her name is, I wrote it down, Wendy Johnson, and she owns Design On Demand, marketing, graphic design, photography, and video production. But what she also does is works with clients to make ads for radio, TV, social media. And then talking to her, I said, hey, is there an opportunity or can you help me in this way? And that way would be finding businesses to advertise on my platforms. There's a lot of context there. That we can talk about on a different episode. But the main one is a podcast I host and produce called The Real Hernando, where I spotlight my local community. And it is monetized as a title sponsor, has a second level advertiser, and then it has lower level sponsors on it. All local businesses that not only do appreciate the reach they get on the network, but want to support it because of what it does. You know, it promotes and spotlights our organizations, nonprofits, ministries. And it's a good thing. It's a wonderful thing. But what I'm very good at is producing and making podcasts. What I'm very awful at is sales, which is also another issue, just getting clients. But finding people that want to advertise or sponsor the podcast has been tricky. Thanks to BNI, I have multiple that I got through BNI. And then any sponsors that I brought in organically or people I knew, people in the community that know of me and trust me, aware of the podcast, that were nice enough to jump on board. So I will be meeting with Wendy later today. I'm recording this on April 30th. And we'll see. We'll see what the conversation is like, in hopes that I can, whether it's through her or she can connect me with someone, maybe it starts a bunny trail where I can find some help and partner with someone that will bring advertisers to me. For example, I don't know a ton of information on her yet, but if she's offering services to businesses and saying, we can create an ad and get you placed on radio, we can get you placed on television, we can, that really mainly, but they also work on Facebook ads and everything. But if they help people place their advertisers on those mediums, well, why not podcasting? And maybe she can give her clients options that now we can also place your ads on a podcast. Here's the podcast. Here's the reach. Here's the demographic. They send them to me and then hopefully place them on the podcast as an advertiser. That's where I'm at right now. So that's one of my two streams of income and revenue for this business. I offer ad spots for businesses for two podcasts. The other one is the Rhythm Section podcast that spotlights our local music community. That's also monetized and a proven commodity. But then, so ad revenue and then clients. So I hope it goes well with her today. And that's how networking works. I hope, if nothing else, I build a good relationship that could be just a referral partner. Someone, she might get a client that says, hey, I'm also interested in starting a podcast. Can you help me with that? And they can't. She told me straight up, they don't do podcasting. Okay, great. Good referral partnership. They send that person to me and then hopes they become a client, which is amazing. I'll take that as well, for sure. But monetizing a podcast with advertisers is exceptional because the profit margin is massive. You make their ad once, maybe every 6 months if they want to update. But once it's made, then it's just put into the podcast. Like, it's over. There's no more work for it. It's just a matter of putting it in rotation and getting those, you know, quarterly paychecks, if you will. It's a great way to make some good money. I guess the message to anyone that's a podcaster out there or a content creator, audience. If you build an audience and your platform, your network, whatever you want to call it, has a large reach, whether it be through Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, if you build a network around your podcast and promote with clips and just create a network, like I said, a website, you can compile all of these statistics and get a real number, a sexy number, as I like to call it. The Real Hernando podcast for the year of 2023 hit, I think, around 300,000 in reach. It's a good audience. It doesn't have to be just downloads. It's a 360, if you will. You compile all the reach from all the different channels. And there's value in that. And could be converted into money, income. Why do you think people advertise on radio? Because there's an audience. There's people driving around listening to radio. But you know what? There's a lot of people that gave up on radio and listen to podcasts instead. And I am here to preach out here. I'm the podcast evangelist to understand the benefits of not only owning a podcast and spotlighting their business in that way, but also to carve a section in their marketing budget and advertising budget to also advertise on podcasts, not just radio, not just print, not just television. Podcasting is, as far as I'm concerned, not only a part of that group, but is better. And I feel it's better because of the reach it creates. It's in perpetuity. This content can live forever. There's a long tail, as they call it. You can start a podcast, and 7 months later, still get new subscribers or followers, and they will then go to your feeds and scroll down, and they might find a title that catches their eye for an episode that's 4 months old. And then there you go. There's the business advertiser right there. You know, their commercial is being heard 4 months after it was published on that particular episode. Where in radio, that stuff dies off. If you buy a month of advertising after that month, it's done. There's no way to access that advertisement anymore. Print, I don't think anyone's reading print much anymore. And same with television. It comes in and it goes. There's no way to access it. Where in the podcast space, you can even put a link. I'm promoting when I release episodes of The Real Hernando on Facebook and YouTube and Apple and Spotify. The description says it straight up. Presented to you by, put in business name, link to their website. Action. You can click on it. Billboards. You can drive by a billboard. You can, well, of course you drive by the billboards, but if you buy space on a billboard, you know your numbers because the Department of Transportation can tell you on average how many vehicles go through that area. And let's say they average it to 1.5 people per car. Then you can do some math and understand, okay, I should be getting this much visibility. But can anyone click on the billboard? Can you stop and write down the phone number that's on the billboard? No, it's just kind of wallpaper. It's still good. It's brand visibility, much like print, radio, and television. I'm not saying that those have no value, but not as good as podcasts. So that's what the meeting is going to be today. And I'm going to wrap it up here. So thank you for listening to the three people that have continued to download these episodes, regardless of how inconsistent it may be. Thank you. Pat yourself on the back, please. I appreciate you. Spread the word. You can find me on Facebook at Shelby Rowe Productions, srpstudiosllc.com. Please say hello. Go to Facebook and find one of my posts. Go through the content. Send me a comment. I'd love to meet you. So thanks again, and I will talk to you next time.